Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Mem Zayin. And we will start with Mem Vav Amabez. We are on three lines from the bottom. V'amar Rava. Rava is telling us many different statements of his related to the lungs of an animal. So V'amar Rava, Rava tells us three lines from the bottom. Hani Tarti Uni. The two, Desricha Mahadadi. The two lobes of the liver, there are different parts of the, the lungs. There are different areas in the lung. So if there are two parts of the lung that are stuck together, that adhere together, so less lubadika, then checking them for holes is not going to help. That is a trefa. This is the most common problems in lungs, lamaisa. These are called sirchas, as it says, sirichan. And that's what has to be checked. Less lubadika, there's no badika, because as Rashi says, it must be why they stuck together. It must have been that there was a hole there. And now they adhere together, there's adhesions because they had a hole and they got covered up with a crust. And as the Gemara said before, and Rashi explained it earlier in the Perek, once there is a scab over one of the organs, that does not help because eventually it will come out. That's why any two parts of the liver, any lobe of the lungs, any lobes of the lungs that are stuck together, less lubadika, checking won't help. Below Amran, checking if there's a hole. Below Amran, elish lo kesidron. But this is only, when is it a trefa? If the parts of the lungs that are stuck together are not meant to be next to each other. Shelo kesidron, an outer one from the two opposite sides gets stuck together, and that is the problem. Aval kesidron hainiri bisayu. But if they are the ones that usually hanged next to each other, and now they are just a little more stuck together, that's not a problem, because that happens a lot. Hainu rivisayhu. Right, that is what it happens naturally. See the Rashi Hainu rivisayhu about the 10th wide line. Zu magina al zu v'hadra bari. They protect each other, and it's going to regenerate itself. Shemitoch sheshochvo zu al zu einon misparkos va'krum holech v'chazek. Unlike usually, we say the scabs are no good because the scabs aren't going to last, and eventually they're going to come out. Here it's the opposite. Here they strengthen each other, and the scabs are going to strengthen over time because they're next to each other, and in that way, it is not a trefa. Only shalokisitron, where they're going to be pulled apart. So then we say that would be a problem. The principle of Haina Revisayu comes up in various places in Shas and in the Poskim, talking about very different things. Right, for example, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about the Malacha of Kitzira. And the Gemara says, really on the bottom of Kuf Zayin Mabez, Hai man de talash pitra me'una de chatzva, mechayev mishum oker davar migidulo. Somebody picks mushrooms out from the inside of a barrel. We know the mushrooms don't grow only on grass. They grow wherever there's moisture. So if somebody picks out mushrooms from the inside of a barrel, then one is chayiv for kotzer, oker davar migidulo. Ask the Gemara, Rav Oshia asks, but didn't we learn that if you're totally something from an otzit she'eno nakuv, you are potter on Shabbos? This is like an otzit she'eno nakuv, right? If it has a hole, it's like cutting from the ground. But if it's eno nakuv, so then it's as if it's like in a chatzva. So what's the difference? Why do we say that picking the pitchers, picking the mushrooms out from the inside of the barrel is chayiv for kotzer, while picking out from a flower pot without a hole is potter? Answers the Gemara, Hasam lav hainu revise. Hacha hainu revise. Is it in its natural state? In its natural state, like the mushrooms in the barrel. So that's the malach of kotzer, oker davar migidulo. Mashenkein, in the case of the atzitz nakuv, it should, atzitzheno nakuv, naturally it would be the atzitz nakuv. So that's why that's the principle of hainu revise, right? For that's a chidushim in kotzer, which hopefully we'll talk about one day. There's some rishonim that say, even when the Gemara says earlier, hoshi on the bottom of the previous amud, hoshi yado lemea behema, vidildo ubar shememea. Somebody takes out the ubar from an animal, chayiv. One is chayiv on Shabbos. What malacha is that? So pachas, you might say shochet, because you killed the fetus, but others say no, maybe it's kotzer, again, because it's oker dover migidulo in an unusual form. So, number one, you see, the Gemara, it talks about it in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Ches. Another place where this comes up is the Gemara in Yevamos. Fascinating Gemara, where the Gemara talks about a mother, a non-Jewish mother, who is going to convert. So the Gemara says, Nachris Ayin Ches Amen Aleph. Amar Rava, Nachris Mu'uberet Shenizgaira, Bina Ein Sarach Tfila. The non-Jewish woman converts and she has a fetus inside of her. She's pregnant. When the baby is born, the baby does not require tevila, even though the baby was conceived when he was a guy. So still, you don't need tefila. So the Gemara says, why not? Amayin Sarach Tfila. If you want to say because chatzitza issues do not apply. V'chitei mimishem de Rabbi Yitzchak. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak. Dvar Torah rubo makmed alav chotzeitz. Rubo shein makmed alav eno chotzeitz. So if you want to say it is not a chatzitza because she's not makmed about it or he's not makmed about it. So v'amar of kahana lo shon ela rubo av akulo chotzeitz. If your whole body is there's a separation, there's an interference, halakhic interference, of course it's going to be a problem. Answers the Gemara, shiny ubar tahainu revisei. There it is again. An ubar is different. There's no problem with chatzitza when the uber is inside, because this is how it's supposed to be. This is how the uber is supposed to be inside, and therefore it's not a chatzitza, Rashi says, v'lav chatzitza hi, and therefore the tefillah of the mother can count for the child. This sugya is used earlier by the Rishonim in the Geirus Gemaras, in the fourth parak in Yevamos. Fourth paragraph in Yevamos, Mem Zayin Amabeis, the Gemara says that right after the child heals from the Mila, Nisrapa matbilin osomiyad. We put him to the mikveh right after Mila is done. We put him into the mikveh. Ask Tosfos right there, Mem Zayin Amabeis, Mashma Shamila Kodim Tfila. It's Mashma from here that Mila comes before Tfila. Right? Because it says right when he's healed from the Mila, that's when he do Tfila. Kudda Amar, Ein Gerasha Yamo Vyitbol. As the Gemara says, he's not fully converted until Mila is on Tfila. Vitema, the problem is later on, our Gemara, Ayin Chesam and Aleph, Mubereshin is Gaira, but Ayin Sarach Tfila. So what do you see from there? The Tfila of the mother helped, and then later on, when the baby boy is born, he's going to get a Mila. So you see it's out of order. See, it's out of order. So do we say the order is not ma'ake? That's a machlokas Rishonim. Says Tosfos, va'omari, the shiny hasam, da'akati lo chazi lamila. Tosfos' lashon is, over there is different, because you only have the requirement to do the mila before the tefillah if he's roi for the mila first. But if he's not roi for the mila yet, so then you're allowed to do the tefillah first. That is Tosfos. But if you look in the Nemuki Yosef, Muki Yosef right there. Muki Yosef says, V'yim Tomar, this is Tezayin Amal from the Dafi Arif, says the Muki Yosef, V'yafog aval haramban zal kasav, to be the evident tavalt kodem mila also lo tfila. The Ramban says, tfila before mila is bidi evid okay. The heavy raya, and the raya that the Ramban brings is Gioris Muvershe Tavla, Prezorch Tvila. Tosfos says that our case is different because it's not Chazi. The Ramban there, quoting the Nemuki Yosef, says, no. Our Gemara, Muvershe is Gaira, Tvila before Mila proves that it's okay, but the Yevet for anybody. Hasam, Afilulamanda Amar, De Uber Lav Yerech Imo, who? Vechekasuk Sasman Amafershim. That's the Ramban. But the Ra'ah says, no. Aval Ra'ah Dacha De Rayazu. The shiny Hasam there is different. De Keshehu Bimei Imo, unbelievable Lashon. Eino ben Mila, Vahari hu kinekeva, the sagula betfila. When the fetus is inside the mother, he's not a bar Mila, he's just going a little more extreme in formulation than Tosfos, and it's tefila is enough for him. He's like in a keva. Ukishenolad umalinoso, eino ela kamosha malin Yisrael, shehu arel, de balav hachinami Yisrael hu. The Mukri Yosef says, no, it is Ma'akev. It is, the order is Ma'akev, Tfila before Mila. That case is different because it's as if the baby is an Akeva. And therefore there's no requirement for Mila. So it's a Machlokas Rishonim. If the order by Geiris is Ma'akev, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether that Gemara of Bina in Sor Tfila, Ain Chesam and Aleph, what Mila is that? Is that a Mila L'Shem Geirus, or is that a Mila Sisrael? Machlokas Rishonim, what is that Mila? What's the Kavanah that the Mal has to have? And along the way, we understood, what is that line of the Gemara, Hainu Revisei, what does that mean? So the Nemuki Yosef says there, it means that he's like in a keva in that point. Tosfos didn't have to go that far. Tosfos just say, Hainu Revisei, this is, he's not a Bar Mila right now, it's a delayed Mila. That's what you'd have to say, right? And Hainu Revisei, the other Rishonim, the Ramban would say, you can't do it now. So ain't breira, but haraya, that it's never ma'akev. But that's a second context of Hainu Revise. So we have it in Mesech HaShabbos on Daf Kuf Ches. We have it in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph, Ayin Chesem and Beis. Maybe one or two others, and then we will continue. The Magen Avraham quotes us. Magen Avraham in Taf Kuf Yud Aleph. Taf Kuf Yud Aleph, the Magen Avraham quotes this in the context of Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Yontif. The Shulchan Aruch says that are we allowed to take showers on Yontif? Generally, we don't. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter lahachim biyontif mayim lerchotz yadav, avalo kol gufo. Not in the normal way, at least. We're not getting into a shir on showering on Yontif right now. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if you warm up water, warm up enough for your hands, but not for your whole body. Vafilu ein erochsa vavasachas. Right, even if you're not going to wash your body at once. Haga, aval mutter lerchotz tinok, b'mayim shehuchmu al yidei Yisrael biyantav. You could give a baby a shower, a bath. Maybe even though it's the whole body. We just said that you don't do the whole body. Says the Magen Avraham right there, Sivka and Hey, Tavkuf Yud Aleph, the Kivan, the Hainu, Revise Lo Gazru, quoting a Mordechai. The little kid takes a bath, his whole body. He doesn't do Aver. So therefore, a child is different than an adult in that context. Fine. And one final case, we're not going to get into it totally, but just to quote to you, you can look it up, feel free to do more research. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, based on the Shulchan Aruch, but the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Tolaim. In Hilchos Tolaim, in Yaradeya, in Simin Pei Dalet. There, the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Zipei, certain types of worms, of Tolaim, of bugs that are found in flour, are usher to eat, because you're worried and you're choshesh that they separated from the flour and then they went back in. If you know they were just originally in and they never came out, then maybe they wouldn't have the status of toloim. This gets into the issue that we discussed on the first day of this parak, that what they seem to believe in the days of old, spontaneous regeneration in terms of bugs coming from old fruit and bugs coming from other types of food. So here he talks about it also, that maybe it wouldn't be a problem. He uses the lashon of Hainu Revise. Hainu Revise also, Dafka Hatola Hamishave Befnim HaPri, Kishin Efreshes, Hagav HaPri Mikri Piresh, Delav Hainu Revise, Aval Kishin Mishavim B'Maychal, Gamim Nishavu Be'emsa HaTzavur, Einze Ketoch Peirei, V'chol HaTzavur, or Tzibur, Gam HaGav, Gam HaTok Hainu Revise. He talks about it there, Pei Dalet Os Mem He in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, so that's a couple of cases where we see the principle of Hainu Revise come up, as it came up here, where it said that if there are sirchas between two parts of the lungs, two lobes of the lung that are supposed to be together, that's not a problem because they're going to strengthen each other. They're not going to open the scabs, which is the exact problem that Rashi said before, and Rashi said here. Here it's going to strengthen each other, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, let's continue. V'yamar Rava. So now Rava says as follows. Hani tarti bu'ei desmichi lahadadi. If somebody has bu'ei, so we had bu'ei yesterday, right? Three lines from the bottom, last word we read yesterday. In makifin babu'ei. So bu'ei are the blisters on the lungs. If you have two blisters, hani tarti bu'ei desmichi lahadadi, that they're close to each other. Les lahu b'dikusa. There's no badika of those, because again, we assume that these blisters that are next to each other came up. Why? Because there was a hole in between them. So the skin on the either side of the hole popped up and created the blister. And therefore, it is a problem, even though the hole is not there right now. Rashi says that on top. Right? Kimle larava, de einan smuchos elamachmas nekev shahaya bareya. There must have been a hole in the lung. The hell, ha nekev es abuos alalus vivav. And the nekev was ma'ale, caused the blisters to go up around it. So that's why the les lahu bidikusa. They can't check, that won't help. Chada umischazia kitarti. Let's say you have one, and it looks like two. So if it's only one, we'd say it's okay if it's a blister. Or we said yesterday, ema kifin babue, one blister would be okay. Two, we assume, surround a hole. But if it's only one, it would be okay. So what if it's one that looks like two? So you test it out to try to figure out if it's one or two. My sinon silva, ubaz inonla. You bring a thorn, it says on the side, kotsim, ubaz inonla, and you cut it. You cut one of them. If one blister drains into the other one, so there's one blister and it's kosher, it's okay. And if not, if you cut one and the other one does not drain in, so then it's considered two, and therefore you have to be choshesh for the nekev in the middle, and it is a trefa. Period. The amarava, viter, more on the lungs. Hey uni, isla lareya. There are five unim, there are five lobes, there are five areas in the lungs. Apa klape gavra, if the animal is hanging with its face to the person, Rashi explains, with its hind legs up, and the person is facing the bottom of the animal, klape gavra, which is how usual animals hung when it's skinned, and when it's, the innards are taken out, tlasam, yamina vatarti mismala. So the lungs hanging in that direction will have three lobes on the right side, and two on the left side. Chasir o yasir, if it's more or less lungs, lobes of the lungs, o chalif, or they're switched. The three and the two are switched. Trefa, that is a trefa, right? Chalaf Yatir is going to be a trefa. Stop there for a minute. Yo, let's continue for a second. Says the Gemara, Hahu Yisera Sadasol Kabe de Meremar. There was a Yisera, there was a Yatir that came in front of a Meremar. Havi Yosef Rav Acha Baba. Rav Acha was sitting by the doorway. So a questioner, a butcher went in, a shochet went in to Meremar, asked him a kasher. Rav Acha happened to be sitting at the doorway. Amar Le May Amar Lachasa, on the way out, Rav Acha said, knew what was the psak. So Amar Le Achshir, and he went in to ask a case of Yatir. Amar Le Achshir Niele. Said he matted it. He was machshir it. Amar Le Hadar Ailei Kamei. Go back in front of him. Amazing. Rav Acha says, go back in. He gave you the wrong psak. Maybe he didn't get a detail of it. Maybe he wasn't sure of the case. Omer Lacy goes back in, so Amemar then tells him again, Zil Emele, Laman Yosef Ababa, go tell the man who's sitting at the gate, go tell Rav Acha, Les Hilchasa Kavasi de Rav Biateris. We don't like Rav Biateris. We don't like Rav. Rav said before, you have these five onim, and if there's more or less or switched, it's a trefa. We don't hold like Rav by the Yateris. We don't. Rashi says, well, we do hold like him by the Chaser and the Chalif, because there's nobody that argues, but by the Ateres, we don't hold like him. The Hani Mili Dekami Bedar Duni, and this is all. When do we say, if there's, let's say, an extra one, it's not a problem. That's only if it's in the row with the other ones. Aval Bene Bene, but if it's between the rows, so then Shrefa, then it would be a Shrefa. You can look at all the picture books exactly. What does it mean next to the other ones? If they're not all in a line, but they're all in a row, or between the rows. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara talks about if they're switched, or if there's extra, or if there is one missing. What happens if they're exactly where they're supposed to be, but they look like each other? They look like each other. They look like the ones that should be the right ones look like the left ones look like the right ones. The same number. It's in the right place. So what do you say in that case? So, says the Rama. The Rama, this is not in the Gemara. So says the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Hey, Ous Beis. Rama. Tsuros ha'onos, right, that simon is dintrefas ha'reya va'onoseha. Right, that's probably the most common, most lamaisa simon in all of Hilchos Trefas. Hilchos Trefas is long, it's not one or two simonim, not like Kisi Hadam, but all of Hilchos Trefas goes from simon, where's it from? Simon Chavtes, right, all of Hilchos Trefas goes from simon Chavtes all the way through simon Samach. Simon Samach is all about an animal that ate some poison. So that's a lot of simanim, 21, 22 simanim. So right in the middle, you have Simon Laman Hey towards the beginning. Says the Rama, Tsuros ha'onos shel yamin einodomos l'shel smol. The onos, the lobes that look like the right one, do not look like the left ones. V'im nischalev tsurasan trefa. The Rama says, if they look like each other, it is a trefa. V'chein kesheuna ha'emsal shel yamin gedola me'atachtona, trefa. V'im ha'una shel smol ha'al-yoda gedola me'una al-yoda shel yamin, trefa. V'chein im ha'uma shel yamin gedola me'shel smol, kolze mikri chalif v'trefa. All of these are within the word chalif. Chalif, we thought, just meant in the Gemara. Our Gemara says chalif is trefa. We thought, the Gemara says you have to have three on the right and two on the left, but if they're switched, two on the right and three on the left, that's chalif. Says Rama, no. Chalif means other cases as well. Includes more than just the cases of the number being switched. That is the Rama. If you look in the Shach and in the Taz, they both quote the Marshal, the Yamshe Shlomo and Argamara. The Yamshe Shlomo and Argamara quotes our case of the Chalif, and then says, I beg to differ. this is not in Shas anywhere, and Rama, you're adding it into Chalif. You think that's Chalif? He says, no, you're being ma'am. Let me just find you the Lashon, if I have it here. I thought I had it. He says, here, the Shach quotes it in Sif Beis, and he says, V'tama ani, masmach yesh le'elu achilufim, u'lahosif trefos al mashalo huzkar b'talmud, afilu b'remez, t'halo kamer elahe uni, isleberea, gimel miminu beis b'smol, ava kolhani chilukim mandakar shmayhu, shihe nofel sham shem chiluf aleihem, ve'ein ze elah hashchasas mamon Yisrael. Wow. Very strong lashon that the Yavshal Shlomo has. You're making Klal Yisrael throw things out for no reason. Hashchasas mamon Yisrael. Right, we had earlier, back in Menachas, we had a Torah chasa mamonisha Yisrael. We had it twice. How does that work with Eidanias b'makam Hashiris? We had that in Menachas. But that's where there are the Yavshal Shlomo quotes right in our Gemara. Then the Taz quotes his father-in-law. He quotes the Bach, the Kasuv Mori v'chami, mikom makom nireh. Hecha, Deleka, Hefsin, Meruba, Ein Laharis, Hatar, Bashanago, Leisser, Afagav, Debidina, Leki, Isura. Even though the Amshul Shlomo is right against the Ramam, still, if it's possible, if it's not really a Hefsin, if it's not such an expensive animal, maybe it's better to throw it out. So that is the machlokas between the Ramah and the Marshal about what is included in Chalif in our Gemara. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Hahu Beni Beni, the Osel Akame de Ravashi. Right, there was a certain case of Beni Beni, there was a certain case of a lobe there, and they weren't sure what the halacha was. The Osel Akame de Ravashi, and they came in front of Ravashi to ask the kasha. Sava Ravashi the Mitrafid, Ravashi thought to be Matrafid, because it was a case of an extra lobe that was between the rows. It wasn't in the row. We just said only if it's within the row of the other ones is it kosher, but if it's between the rows, it's treif. So Amalei, Rav Huna, Mar Bar Avia, Kalhani, Cheve, Biryasa, Achi Yislu. No, don't treif it up. All these wild animals have this. Kalhani, Cheve, Biryasa. All of these animals, Chayas, Achi Yislu, they have it. So for don't treif it up. And the Tabachim, the Shochtim, call this extra lobe Inunisa Devarda. The extra lobe of there, like a rose, because it was red. And it was divided up, right? So therefore, don't treif it up. Anything that's normal and natural that all the animals have, you can't say it is a treif up. Just finish the sentence. V'hanimili migavoy. This is only, when do we say this? That if it is inside, if it's on the underside of the animal, avalagaba, but if it's on the back, if it's the extra lobe is towards the back of the animal, what does the back mean? Towards its back, towards the spine, afilu kitarfat asa treifa. Even if it's tiny, if it's very small, it's like the size of a leaf of an asa, of a hadas treifa, it is called a treifa, because that's not the normal place where the animals, the chevi dibriyasa, have these lobes. If you look in Tosfos here has a key line, you think Chulin Mem Zayin. Right, what is this Tosfos talking about? A lot of it is talking about different psukim. If you look at the first Tosfos tells about certain animals, and he asks Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaka, he quotes Rashi. So different types of psak. Again, nowadays, it's not so common to have shilas about chickens. We're not usually going to the shochet, we just go to the store and buy our chickens. But Tosfos here has a very important line. Tosfos asks, four lines from the bottom, V'nire de'ein raya mi behemo shalanu. What about from our animals, says Tosfos? The Gemara here is talking about this extra lobe. This is the way it normally is. What about our animals? Can we look at our animals? The Shema chalukos mi shalahem. Maybe our animals are different from their animals, like it says in Maseches Bechoros, where the Gemara says the par bashlosha sheyolda vadin lekohen. The Gemara says if you have a cow that's 3 years old that had a baby, you could assume for sure that it never had a baby beforehand, and this animal is a bechor. The baby is a bechor. Why? Because animals don't give birth before them. And our animals, our cows, have babies in the second year. So what's the answer? The answer is. The answer is that the nishtanu hativim, what it's called, animals have changed, mitzias has changed, and therefore, don't bring rayas from today to what was before. This is a huge discussion. Tosfos in many places in Shas mentions this concept of nishtanu hativim, the fact that Things have changed. Things have changed in Teva, and therefore don't bring me any rayas to what was to what is. Right? I'll just give you a couple of examples. The Gemara in Moed Katan and Tosfos in Moed Katan. This is usually the one that is quoted. The Gemara in Moed Katan talks about a certain type of fish that used to be common in the days of the Gemara. The Kavra. Kavra Samach Lemisrachei Mali. The Gemara says that you have a certain type of fish that's close to when it putrefies, it's very good and it's healthy. Tosfos says, "Ubizmanazet tofsim sakana lomechal somach l'sircho." Now it's very dangerous to eat that type of fish. V'gam mishte alei avua. Damer b'samach demali v'shem. Right. Also later on, what, the drink that we're going to speak about also. V'shema nishtanu. Maybe things have changed. Kemo harefuol shebeshas shina tovus bizman hazeh. Just like the medicines in the days of the Gemara should not be used today, are not used today because they're not like maybe bodies have changed, medicines have changed, herbs have changed. Oshem in the harvest of Bavel malutve. Maybe the waters of Bavel have a different effect. Different types of areas on the globe have different tabisias, but that's Tosfos Moikon, Yun Aleph and Aleph, Mishtanu Ativim. So he says that by the fish, and he says, just like the medicines. So there's a Cherim, the Yamsha Shlomo quotes, second Yamsha Shlomo of the day. The Yamsha Shlomo quotes later on a Fulin, Perachesim and Yudbeis, quotes a Cherim HaKadmonim, that were not allowed to use the medicines of the Talmud. Afalpi sheyish cheir makadmonim she'in lismoch al refuos haTalmud kidei shelo lahotzi laz al chachamim makadmonim, not to be motzi laz on the earlier chachamim. V'lo yadu sheyishini b'mekomos, people might use it. It might not work. They're going to make fun of the rabbis. V'lo yadu sheyishini b'mekomos, and they won't know that places have changed. V'kol shekein bezmanim shehadoros pochzim v'holchim v'im harishonim ka'anakim anu ki yitushim. They were giants, were like mosquitoes. So gamash etzir mishim ruchos kun lo shchichya in esotu today ruach ra. That's not shchiach today. Rekamo zugos v'domein, like the zugos, like the teal they used to say before entering and exiting the bathroom. The Shulchan Aruch quotes mikom akom mash yesh lachush binyin kshafim v'zigol shebegufo lemeches miboy. Whatever you can be choshish for, be choshish for. That if it doesn't hurt you. But in terms of the medicines, cher makadmonim, we are not allowed to use those. We also might not know the exact what the items are and how much measure, what measurements to use, but that is Yamsha Shlomo in Chulin later on. So we have the Tosfos in Moikon Daf Yud Aleph. We have Tosfos in Yuma on Daf Ayin Zayin Amabez, also talking about a certain type of shade, the Shivsa. The Shivsa Tosfos there says in terms of types of eating before Yom Kippur. I'll just find you the line. Tosfos says again, Afalpi umasha olam einis harin achshav vazeh lefi she'ein osa ruach ra shora be'elu hamalchios kamo she'einis harin al hagilui v'al hazugos. Just like the Mikra Adin, we're not makpid on Mayim Geluyim today. Yes, the Vilna Gaon says we should be very makpid about it even today, but the Shulchan Aruch is not. Gra argues on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says one doesn't have to be makpid about it on Gilui Bizman Hazeh. So a lot of those halachas are not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Some of them are. The fish and meat, Mishum Sakana, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, even though the reason doesn't seem to apply anymore, but still that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's why we have to keep it, because of what the Shulchan Aruch says. One more final source, that is the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah writes, also to explain how the Rambam does not follow the Gemara totally, or at all even, in terms of Hakaza, rules and regulations of bloodletting. Throughout Shas, we have a lot of Gemaras relating to the healthful nature of bloodletting. Too much this and too much that. When is it good to bloodlet? When is it not good to bloodlet? So the Rambam just says at the end of, where would this be? Hilchos Deis, halacha, perek dalet, halacha yuches. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says, lo yargil adam atzmo lahakiz dam tamid. A person should not bloodlet too often. Below yakiz dam ela im yilo tzarech lo biyoser. Only if he needs it very much. And this is not how the Gemara talks. The Gemara thinks it's wonderful. V'lo yakiz lo bimosachame, v'lo bimosachshamim, ela biyome nisan, uma'at biyome tishrei. All these limitations that the Rambam has. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Ve'ein midvarim elu kushi al divrei Rabbeinu. All these Gemaras that talk about bloodletting. Sherefuos vahanhagas malchus bavel, shebaha yuchach mi atalmud mishune mishar aratzos. What they did in Bavel is different than the other lands. And he quotes our Tosfos, or the Gemara that Tosfos is about, Yud Aleph, Shirefuos Hadag Lishtos Alamayim, Ubishar Ratzos Derech Harfuos Shalod Lishtos Alamayim. So again, different cases that come up, but that is what the Kesef Mishnah says in Dalid Yurches in Hilchos Deis. Again, Nishtano Ativim is a huge topic. We just quoted a few ideas related. Okay, so now we continue. Now we continue with Amar Beis. Second line on top. Amar Rafram. Amar Rafram. Hai Reya de Dam Yala Ufta Trefa, a lung that is similar to Ufta. Ufta is wood. Trefa, it's considered a trefa. So what does that mean? How is it doma to wood? Ika de Amri Bechazusa, some say it looks like wood. The Ika de Amri Begishta, and some say it feels like wood. And now, according to Rashi, the following is an explanation of each. Ika de Amri de Neficha, some say it looks like wood because Neficha, it is bloated up and it is whitened. Rashi says, Naasis Levana Kibakaas. The Ika de Amri de Pachiza. Some say it's by feel, and it means it's gotten hard. Pachiza's gotten hard, and therefore, that's how it's like wood. So either way, if a lung turns to that, so that is a trefa. And finally, a third, v'ika da'amre, d'shia d'les l'chitucha d'uni. Maybe the problem is when it becomes very smooth and it doesn't have separated lobes. If it's just very smooth and you can put your hand straight and go across, so that is a trefa. Period. Amar Rava v'aiter kekuchla kesheira kidiyosa trefa. What if it turns a different color? So kuchla and diosa are different types of blues. Kuchla is like the more of the sky, and diosa is a darker blue. It's like closer to black. So kuchla is kasher, diosa is treif. Amar Rabbi Chanina, shachor adami elishalaka. Why is diosa treif? Because it used to be red, just like we say in Ilchas Nida. Black is also a problem, red or black, because black was red. Black and red have an affinity. If something is brown or orange or the others, so then we say, then what could be makel in terms of examim, and it's up to a posik to figure it out. But if it's black, it's a problem because black used to be red according to Chazal. So shachar adomu ashalaka, so too by the lung, we assume it was red, and therefore it's a problem. Yeroka kshera, the yarok, which we refer to as green, but the Gemara might mean it as yellow, right? Different times it means different things. Kshera, midir Rebbe Nasan, from the fact that what Rebbe Nasan says, which we'll see in a minute. And aduma kshera midir Rebbe Nasan. And Adum is also kosher, based on Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan would say it's kosher. The Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer, because Rabbi Nasan says, "Pamachas halak to the krachei ayam." One time I went to the far away, Basa Isha Achas Lefanai, and I was traveling, and a woman came in front of me. Shemala bena harishon mameish, sheni mameish. She had mauled her first two sons, and they had died, Rachman al-Itzlan, Shvi, Shlishi, Heviyas al-Afanai. She brought in front of me, she just had a baby, and she brought the third son in front of me. Ra'isav Shahaya Adom, I saw that he was red, he had a red complexion. Amarti la biti, hamtini la chiv la bodamo. Wait until, the dam is absorbed in the rest of his body. Himtinalo, she waited. Umala oso, vachaya. And then she gave him a meal and he lived. Vahayu koron, oso dasan abavli al-Shmi. And she was so happy and so excited about my psak that she named him Nasan. She named him Nasan because of me, said Rabbi Nasan. Right? Named Nasan because of me. But you see from there that Adom doesn't mean red isn't automatically a trefa. Red means just wait. Wait it out, and eventually it will be okay. So, and let's just do the next story. V'shuv pamachas halachti l'medinas kaputkia. Also, I once went to Kaputki, Abbas, Isha Lafane, Shemala, Bana, Rishon, Vames, Shedi Vames, same thing. Shlishi, Heviata Lafane, the third one she brought in front of me. Reisiv, Shahaya Yarok. Hitzatzi, Bovalohaya, Bodam Bris. I saw that he was green, if it's Yarok is green, and I saw that he didn't have any, there was no Dam in the area, and therefore, if Mila would have been done right now, there wouldn't have been Dam. Amartila, Biti, Hamtinila, Chipo, Bodam, wait till the blood balances out in his whole body. Same thing. So you see from there that Yarok and Adom are both kosher according to Rabbi Nasan. And stop there. There are a number of points to talk about on this Gemara. That is, let's go backwards. Let's go backwards in the story that we just read. So the second to last line, it says, I saw that he didn't have a dam bris. What does that mean? This Gemara is one of the sources in Shas that talk about the importance of having dam at the mila. Right? Certain types of clamps that totally block off any type of blood flow to the area. So that's why the poskim say that you're not allowed to use those camps. You're allowed to use guards, but the poskim say you're not allowed to use those kind of clamps because there's an inyan, there's part of the mitzvah to have dam come out. So also, it's beforeish. This gemara appears in Shabbos also, kuflam adalad. Same gemara. So if you look in Rashi there, in Shabbos, kuflam adalad, Rashi says it beforeish. What's the problem? Lohayabo dam. What's the problem? So Rashi says two things. Number one, Rashi says, Tarti Lugriusa. Rashi says there are two things that are bad here. Chada di imahile lo nafak mine dama. The hatafas dambris mitzvah. Kidichsiv gam es bedambriseich. Right, number one, you need a hatafas dambris. That's part of the mitzvah. Va'od de misukanhu. Umishem chulsha. Shlo notzer boa dain dam. Didn't get dam in there yet, so it's sakana. But Rashi has it as two with an ode in between. The first point is separate from the issue of sakana. The first point is that you need dam as part of the Maisa Amila. Very important Rashi. Shabbos Kuflama Dalid, which is the same exact Gemara that is here. Look at, that's number one. Number two, still going back a little bit. It says, Rav Nosson says, you have to wait until Yivla Bodam, and therefore you're Docha the Mila, you don't do the Mila on day eight. So Rashi here says, I'm quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, De'ein lecha davar, but the eighth skinny line, Pamtini lo, De'ein lecha davar, ha'omei b'fnei pikuach nefesh, chuzmi avodazara, v'gili arayas, v'shvich hazdam. And Rashi quotes, as we know the halacha, Rashi feels the need to quote it here, maybe to wake us up in Chulin Mem Zayin. Rashi says, you have to, only the big three are one has to give one's life for, if not, not, and therefore they waited to do the bris mila until the baby got better, was out of danger. We like to quote, in this context, the Maharal on Pirkei Avos, the Maharal on the second Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, the world stands on three pillars, Al Torah, the Al Havoda, the Al Gemilas Chasadim. The Maharal is a beautiful thought there. He says, this is parallel to the big three Averis. The big three Averis are parallel, are the opposites of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, and therefore, violating any one of these Averis brings down the world. That's why it's these three, and not, for example, Shabbos, which we'll talk more about in a second also. Why Shabbos is not one of the big three? You don't have to give your life a Shabbos. You mechal Shabbos to save a life. Why is that? Because that's not parallel to one of the big three pillars. And therefore, if you violate one of the three, then you're destroying the world. You're undermining the world. So that's why one has to give one's life for these three. How are they parallel? So two out of three are straightforward. So we have Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. So Avodah is parallel to Avodah Zarah. The opposite. Gemilas Chasadim is parallel to Shvich Hasdamim, to murder. And the other one you have to work on a little bit. Torah and Arayas. Torah is gematria to Gili Arayas, is parallel to Gili Arayas. How is that? So the Maharal explains there, I don't have it here, Maharal explains that Torah, or Gili Arayas, is the most physical, gashmi, mundane act that one can be involved in. The most animalistic act that one could be involved in. It's just the animal in a person acting. Total guf, no neshama. That is the Gili Arayas. The opposite of that is Torah, which is the most sublime, the most elevated, the most spiritual activity that one could be involved in. Right, so that's also opposite and parallel to each other, the big three. The Meshech Chachma also, I think I quoted this in a Parshas here once, the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kisisa deals with why it is that we have the big three and not, for example, Shabbos. Says the Meshech Chachma, explaining a pasuk there, what the pshat of the pasuk is, which we're not going to go into. We're just going to take his idea out. Says the Meshech Chachma, Ach pashta dekra nireh, da amar de lo yelapele, halo ha-shabbos gufe nitches bebebe pikuach nefesh achas mi Yisrael. Don't be surprised that Shabbos itself, we push off Shabbos to save a life, to save any Jew. V'harehi kala af b'pnei safik pikuach nefesh shel adam. Even safik pikuach nefesh, to a chance that a life's in danger. Still, we save a life, and we're machal Shabbos for that. Umi sh'over al Shabbos nereg v'niskal. And yet, at the same time, if somebody's machal Shabbos when they're not supposed to, it's the worst avera. It's the worst punishment. It's skila. So, how do we have that? On the one hand, can you push aside to save a human life? But on the other hand, it is if somebody violates his chayev skila. So, says the Meshech Chachma, no problem. Achein be'emes kedushas ha-Shabbos nidches b'pnei nafsho shel Yisrael. Why? Because without the Jews, without B'nai Yisrael keeping Shabbos, there's no Shabbos. Shabbos is only that the Jews keep it. Umi ya'idu al shvisas Hashem mimasav v'al kadmusa ba'olam. Who will be made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, on Shvisas Hashem Yimaisav. Achein, that's why there's no Shabbos really without the Jews. Achein, ima Yisrael shomer es haShabbos, hu garu v'niv z'apenam behema. So if the Jews don't keep Shabbos, then they're not fulfilling the purpose of the world. But the whole purpose of Shabbos is only if the Jews keep it. That's why a Jew doesn't have to give his life for Shabbos. But he has to keep Shabbos, and if he doesn't, he's not fulfilling the purpose of the world, and he gets chila v'zeka paraso. Ki gam inu niskal nafsho v'nechreses menakesher amet ha-shakshur k'nez Yisrael b'ashem v'taraso. I just saw recently a beautiful thought from the Maharal. We just had another Maharal. But the Maharal says on the Chazal of if Bnei Yisrael are already the second Shabbos they weren't able to keep by the Mekoshesh, the second Shabbos they weren't able to keep. How did Chazal know that it was the second Shabbos? Chazal say it was Shabbos and the second Shabbos they didn't keep. How did it was the second? Maybe it was the first. It was the first. The Maharal there in the Gerari says that they knew because it wouldn't have even been called Shabbos had there not been even one Shabbos yet that Bnei Yisrael fulfilled. It wouldn't have been called Shabbos. Because Shabbos is part of the definition of Shabbos is that Am Yisrael keep it. If Am Yisrael don't keep it, it's not Shabbos. It's nothing. And therefore, that's how Chazal knew that it had been, if Chazal already referring to it as a Shabbos, and they just didn't keep a second Shabbos, it must be that, they kept the first one because that's part of the definition of Shabbos. And that's what the Meshech Chachma, back to the Meshech Chachma says, Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hi lachem. Keep Shabbos because it's kodesh for you. You keep it. Shehainu shi nesuna lachem v'yatoha ikar v'hiyat feila. Even so, mechaloleha mos yumas. And even so, even though it's up to you and you take precedence over Shabbos, still if one violates on purpose, they're chayav misuk, he kala osa b'malacha v'nikras anevshahi, because they would be cut off and therefore they need kapara for their actions. Okay, that has to do with the Meshech Chachma, the Maharal, in terms of the big three, which Rashi brings up right here. Two other, keep going in this story. We just had 2 points. Number one, we had the Dam Bris. Number two, we have the big three. Keep going back. So, what was the story? The woman had two of her sons that died, and it's the third one. The third one she brought in front of Reb Nosson. Tosa says, the little Tosa, Shlishi, Heviya Tolafanai, Nired de Savar de Betray Zimni Havi Chazaka Karebi. What does this Gemara seem to say? That Machlokas Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel about how much is a Chazaka? It must be that this Gemara assumes two is a Chazaka. Two is a Chazaka like Rebbe. Right? Because even after two times, she didn't want to give her baby a bris mila because maybe hemophilia is in the family and two is even a chazaka. We paskin usually like Rashbag by three is a chazaka except by dina nefashis. By dina nefashis we're machmir, by katzlonis, by this case a bris mila, we assume that even two is a chazaka. If you look in the Meshav Davar, the Netziv has a tshuva. Tshuva has a tshuva related to our Gemara, where the Netziv says in Chelek Bey Simin Nun Gimel, in the Tshuva, Taf Reish Lamed Zayin, Beis Siva, Taf Reish Lamed Zayin, 1877, Higiani Michtavo, Vashashol Chavaz Daiti Al Eitzaz Eze Mower Ha'ra'a, there was a certain type of Mower Ha'ra'a, there was a certain Rav that gave a psak, Lahamtin Velidchos Milas Tinok, Shachash Aviv Lamulo Machmas Bises Banav Harishonim, Rachmano Islam Shloshim Yom, Va'amar Shehu Segula, there was a certain father that was worried that his earlier sons had died after the bris, and therefore this he wanted to wait 30 days to do the third one, and it's a skula. It's a skula to wait 30 days. That's the lashon of the Netziv that this Rav had told them. Eineni maskim lahorazu kolikir, said that they say, I don't know what this psak is. There's a skula to wait 30 days. Im yish b'emes ezach shah, shebanav shall also add mesu machmas mila. If you really think that these children died because of the mila, hainu mismnavnim v'chashu achar milas amarubat shemesu. There's a school to wait 30 days. If you really think that the older brothers died because of the Mila, then you never do Bris Mila, says the Netziv. And if you know for sure that the kids were sick with something else, it wasn't because of the Mila. They were healthy. You're going to wait for a school of 30. What does the 30 days have to do with it? Yes, there's a concept of Yotze Midei Nefel. But the Torah says they ate. So if you're worried about it, so be worried forever. And if you're not worried about it, so do the milah today. Kamosha aser litchos ikr mitzvahs milah machbas skula. Just like you can't be docha the ikr mitzvah because of any type of skula, kach aser litchos mitzvahs the shmini. V'raya davar. And what's the raya? From Tosfos and Chulan daf mem zayin. Our Tosfos. Tosfos says, what does our Gemara say? Mishum desvirle twice as a chazaka. Sounds like according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, in this Gemara, you wouldn't wait. Lo avi omar aptidi, you wouldn't wait. What do you mean you wouldn't wait? Mavuar, the kol zesh man, so neschazek shemesim, ein litchos, mitzvah zedishmini. If you don't have a chazaka, you don't push it off. You don't push it off. So that's what the Tziv discusses, continues here with the tshuva. It's interesting, that's the same tshuva we mentioned years ago. At the end of that tshuva, he has a totally different topic, but it's only one paragraph. That's where he talks about the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. I think we had a shir, if not, I think it's a shir up somewhere, about the osik b'torah patzer mena mitzvah. So it's a very challenging sheet of the Rambam to understand. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tezvav, Yom Otor V'achach Yisa Isha, Mishum, the Osik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah. The Rambam relates Osik B'mitzvah to Talmud Torah, which all the Achronim wonder about. You don't apply that to Torah, because then you would never do any mitzvahs. V'chi Osik B'talmud Torah, Patam B'kala mitzvahs. So that's a very challenging Rambam in Hilchos Ishus to try to understand. That's the last five lines of the Tshuva, where the Netziv leaves it, but Tzarech Iyun, exactly what the Pshat of that Rambam is. But the first half of that Tshuva is what we discussed here in terms of the Mila. So again, the Gemara says this is going like the Shita of Rebbe, which we hold in terms of two. Just related to this, related to, maybe it also has to do with hemophilia and the danger that Tosfos is talking about, the Nishmat Avraham discusses all these cases, Bizmana Zebra, we live at a time period where a baby could get certain, if we know hemophilia is in the family, babies could get certain injections beforehand, if for clotting purposes, and then you'd be able to do the bris, unless the baby has, he quotes from Rishlobo Zalman, if a baby has an allergic reaction to the medicines, hemophilia, then you never do the bris, period. Don't do the bris, right? You don't endanger the baby. But then he talks about a fascinating case, and that is, what would be the halacha? I'm reading from the English one. What would be the halacha regarding the use of a laser to circumcise a baby with hemophilia, since its use would reduce the amount of bleeding substantially? A laser. Right. What are the choices? Let's say you can't do anything. Let's say it's a baby that there's no chance to do it with a real blade, right? You try to give the injections. You can't. If you can give the injections and use a real blade, fine. But what if not? So the Minchas Yitzchak was asked about this. Minchas Yitzchak in Chelech Chesim and Peites was asked about this. It was a boy. He was 13 years old, and it wasn't safe to use a knife. And he quoted those who permitted it. And he even he quotes the certain poskim permitted it. And of course, that's only for the chituch, but the pri has to be done afterwards. But then he says he does not like it. And most poskim seem to say, most poskim seem to not like it either. Rav Moshe doesn't talk about it befeirish, but Rav Moshe talks about relating to the blood issue. The blood is part of it, and therefore, if you could do something that doesn't cause any blood to come out, that's not called a mila. Rav Shlomo Zalman also said, a laser must not be used for a brit. Why? Since the person wielding the beam does not himself cut the foreskin, but merely guides the beam over the line that he wishes to cut. It is the laser beam that does the cutting. So even if a person is using the laser, halacha, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, that halacha says that that's not really the person cutting, it's happening by itself. Like Rashi says by a Eved Ivri that wanted to do Ritzia too, one cannot use a medicine to cause there to be a hole in the ear, even though the person gave the Eved the medicine. That's not good enough. So therefore, this is the interesting discussion of the laser related to in certain cases where it's ein breira. Is there any reason to do it? Again, if there's no mitzvah, then you're not allowed to do it because the iser is a daraisa of chavala shelo litzarech. But this is the I can look there for other sources relating to that discussion of hemophilia. Okay, finally, the last point to talk about on these stories. There's so much on these stories. Last point to talk about is that the woman came and said she mild her first two kids. Is a woman allowed to do amila? So you could say it's lav dafka. It means she took care of getting the mila, took care that they had a mila. But it says umala oso. She did the mila. So this is machlokas mechaber in the Rama. Shulchan Aruch quotes that anybody could do a mila, even a woman. That's all. Shulchan Aruch says beferish. Right. After all, it's machlokas amoram in the Gemara. But what about Sipora? What about Sipora? It's pashas of the Gemara that pashas of the Torah that she did it. So the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Dalet Os Sif Aleph says that a woman can do it. Akol Kshirim Lamul, Afilu Eved, Isha, Katan, Aral Yisrael, Shemesu Echam, Achmas Mila, they could all do it. Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, De Isha, Lo Tamul, V'chein Noagin, Lahader, Acher Ish. And so too is the minog to find a man. Generally, we try to get a man to do it. Okay, so the machloi b'chav the Ramah, big discussion in the poskim. Let's go weiter. Amr Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Bikkavda ksheira kibsara trefa." If the lung turns into an organ that looks like the liver, it's kosher. Kibsara trefa, but if it looks like a piece of flesh, it's trefa. V'simaneich ubasar basadeh trefa. Right? If it looks like a piece of basar, it's trefa. Amr Rav Samar breed the Rava. Hi Reya. So I'm gonna go straight. Hi Reya. Didamya kikshusa ukimorika. If a lung, if you open up the animal and it looks like shusa or hops, like used for beer, ukimorika, type of herb, ukagon biasa, like an egg trefa. Eli yeruka the ksheir hechadamya. So what's the yeruka? That's the Rav Nasa said as kasher before kikarsi. If it's green like a leek. Amar avina atum bereya. If you have a stoppage in the lung, that you know air was not getting through. Mysina sakina vakarinamla. You cut it at the stoppage. E is ba mugla. If there is pus in there that comes out, vada machmas mugla hu vikshira. So the stoppage wasn't something inherent. It was just that it got stopped because of this pus. And it's kosher. Velo. But if there's no pus in there, so you don't know if there was like a hole that had a scab. So masvinan ala gadfa oroko mavas. Ogato roka, like we had before. You bring a feather, you bring some type of spittle, and then you put it in there. Imavats basak shera, and then you blow. So if you see it bubbling up and moving shera, because that means air should is getting through. And you don't know what the reason was for this blockage, but it's okay. Below trefa, but if it doesn't get through, it's trefa. Rav Yosef, krum shalamakmas maka bereya eno krum. As we said earlier, if you have a scab that forms above a hole, a maka in a lung, eno krum, it is not good. It is not called a closing up the problem, and it's still a problem. Rav Yosef, hayreya da avsha, if you have a lung that you hear a hissing sound, we had this gemara yesterday. If you know where the hissing is from, you put a piece of straw or spittle or something on it, and if it blows, the hear mevatzpasa is bad. Then you know it's a trefa because you know it has a hole. But if not, it's kosher. And if you don't know where the hissing is coming from, or you bring a cup of lukewarm water, and you put it inside of it. You don't bring hot water because then it'll contract it. You don't bring cold water because it'll make it too stiff. But you use lukewarm water. If it bubbles up, it's a trefa because then you know there's a hole in there. And if not, it's kosher. Why? Tata in kiv, ilalo in kiv. The inner one must have gotten a hole and not the outer one. And the hissing that you hear is the sound of the air in between. Period. A lung that the inside's got so liquidy, like it's pourable, it's kosher. As long as it's still inside. You see from Rabbi Yochanan that even if there's something lacking inside, as long as it's still in, it's not called a chisaron. Esvi Rabbi Abba Lula, is that really true? Rabbi Abba asked, Hariyash Nikva Osha Chisra, if our Mishnah said, if you have a lung that got a hole in it or was lacking. My chasira, what does that mean it was lacking? Ilema mi bachutz. Was it lacking something outside? Hado Nikva, that's what Nikva means. Ela mi bifnim. So it must be from the inside. Vishramina chisaron mi bifnim shmei chisaron. It's against Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, "Lo, la'ola mibachutz." Really, it's outside. It's called Amr Tainu Nikuva Nikva. Isn't that exactly what Nikva is? If you have a problem on the outside, Lo Tzricha L'Rabbi Shimon. It's needed. El Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, to Amar Asha Tinaki L'Beis HaSimponos. Rabbi Shimon usually says that the lungs are only a problem if the hole goes all the way in. Hanimili Nekav D'Lespa Chisaron. That's only if there's a hole on the outside that's not missing anything. It's not missing any substance. That's where Rabbi Shimon says it's got to go all the way in. Avol Nekav this be Chisaron. But if it has a Chisaron, Afilu Reb Shimon Moda. Even Reb Shimon would be Moda that it would be a trefa. Period. A little bit more. Rabbi Chananya Chalash, one day Rabbi Chananya was sick. All the Gabe Rabbi Nasan Chol Doli Ador. They all went to visit him. And when you go visit somebody, start talking to them in Torah. Aisukame Reashin Shwal Kikiton Vachshara. They brought him a Reya that poured like a liquid on the inside. And then he was Machsharit. Amar Rava Vutakami Simponos. Rava says this heter and heksher is only if the bronchi inside are still intact. The kaimi simponus. If it's all liquid, forget it. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rav Ashi b'Noyadin. And how do you know? How do you know if they were intact? When you open it up, Amarle, my siran sadakunya, you bring a glazed plate, vishavchina labagave, and you pour it onto it. I isba shuriki chivri trefa. If there are some white streaks in it, so then it is a trefa, because you know that was the bronchi that totally disintegrated. Vilo, and if there are no white streaks, kshera, it is okay. Amar of Nachman, reya sheni moka, bakrum shala kayam. If a reya became rotted, and its krum, its membrane is still kayam, kshera, it is all okay. Let's try to get to the Tudas Tanya Namihachi Reish and Imuk of Krim Shala Kayam. If a Reya got rotted and its Krim, its membrane is still Kayam, Afilu Machzekas Revius Ksheira, even if it's huge, it is, if it got rotted, and as long as it's Kayam, no matter how big it is, it has a big space of emptiness, Ksheira, it's okay. Nitzla Shalfucha Shala Ksheira, if it's missing the womb, it's kosher. Hitzliya kavid shala, if the kavid, the liver, became wormy. Zehaya maisa va'alu, there was a story about this. Va'alu ale b'nei asya, gimel regalam liyavna, three times the b'nei asya, after shayla. They were all a regal to Yavne. Fascinating. They came to Yavne. They were all a regal to Yavne. It means that's where the Sanhedrin was. They went to have the Yarchei Kalos before Yantif. Maybe this wasn't on Yantif, it was before Yantif. Maybe, right, quotes on the side, Rashi, Yavam's Kuf Chaf Beis. We had a shir in the past about, but either way, this is not Yerushalayim. They went to ask three times. Finally, on the third one, they came to a maskana that they allowed a kaved that was hitliya kaved shalom. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a guten Shabbos.